Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, whenever you're listening. Hello and welcome to another episode of Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
How are you doing, babes?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I'm feeling a bit more positive this week, actually.
Why?
Do you know what? I don't know if my head's just got round it a little bit more now, because I was having a wobble last week with it. And like I would say, day at a time, but this week I've just felt a little bit more, just kind of relaxed into it. Don't get me wrong, I'm still counting down the days and still praying for the 2nd of December to kind of be our date that it ends. But yeah, today's been a good day. How about yourself?
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it's. I think I'm definitely in a similar mindset. It's definitely in each day as it comes kind of set up at the moment, isn't it? I think the problem this time round, I don't know, it's like both with the lockdown, it's like both ways, isn't it? It's like, well, we've done it before, so it should be fine. But also it's like, it's midwinter, it's cold. Well, not midwinter, it's coming towards winter, it's cold, it's dark. We have seen our friends and done stuff, the novelty's kind of gone. after the first lockdown, I was like, yeah, it's just fine, I can do this for a month. And then it was obviously longer, but we'd never done anything like it before. The second time, I don't know, finding it a bit tougher. But yeah, I mean, it's just counting down the days, I guess, like you said, to the 2nd of December. Going to get my Christmas tree up next week, I think, maybe this weekend, because it's my birthday on Saturday. Usually we would have gone out for a little wine or something if it was at the studio, but no longer. And I am not a fan of the Zoom party, so so there'll be none of that. But I do have a friend whose birthday also is on the same day as mine, and we always do something together, so we're gonna have our hours exercise of and see each other sitting on a park bench, probably drinking a can of lager like a homeless person. So yeah, I mean, it's at least I've got that, I guess.
And you know what, I think as well, so many people are doing their decks like early this year. I think to just feel a little bit of positivity vibes. And so many people on social media I've seen have done their decorations, so yeah. But I think, and it is coming towards the end of November now, to be fair, so I'm gonna hold off, I think, till December.
It's safe. Oh, you are.
I am getting an urge.
Are you quite a Christmassy person?
Do you know, it's a strange one, really. I love Christmas, because normally I think Christmas is a nice time if you've had a really busy year to kind of have that little bit of time off to catch up with family and friends, and just, it's just an excuse to stay home, eat, and have a few little drinks. But that's been this year, really, isn't it?
Yeah. We've had too much time off. This has been a problem.
So the novelty would be just be nice to go to work for a couple of weeks. but no, without being the bar humbug, no, I do like Christmas. I do kind of like the whole feeling of it and the vibe. And yeah, like I say, it's just quite a nostalgic time. And I mean, obviously, I think I don't really have any young kids in my family, and it's obviously a lot nicer, I guess, if you've got little kids. It's what Christmas is about, isn't it? But kind of, yeah, just nice to sit on the sofa. Always end up, for some reason, UK Gold, watching a little bit of Only Fools and Horses. That becomes a bit of a tradition at some point.
Yeah,
eating far too many pigs in blankets until I become the pig in a blanket. And yeah, fall asleep after eating far too much. And then I look forward to my bubble and squeak on a Boxing Day. I actually prefer that to the Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, actually. A lot less fuss and a lot less faff in the kitchen with family members in a panic. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm kind of the same. I think obviously everyone at the moment is kind of waiting to hear what the rules will be around Christmas. And obviously a lot of people who celebrated Diwali and Eid and stuff this year have had to have restrictions on their potential for family gatherings. I can't really see that there'd be any reason for Christmas to be any different, because obviously mass movements of people around the country is like the worst possible thing for this virus. But there is reason to celebrate, because now we have a second vaccine this week. I don't know if you saw the news, Bob.
I did. So the difference between this one is that they're saying, is this one an even higher success rate?
Yeah, 95%, and doesn't need to be like chilled at super cold temperatures like the first one does, so it's easier to distribute. But I don't know if you also saw today the famous face that's behind the vaccine.
No. Well, like a collab.
Basically, yeah, collab. And it was a shock collab, I will give you that. It is Dolly Parton.
Shut up. No. Well, she's, Dolly's become the face of COVID-19.
Oh, my God, that would be a level too far. She, no, she gave $1 million to the research project that was one of the main people that got behind this. And if you actually look at the in their footnotes, you know, where they're thanking people, one of them is the Dolly Parton COVID-19 like charity trust thing. So yeah, I mean, could Dolly be any more feel good?
Oh, lover. I mean, good old Dolly P.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, probably the unexpected collab of the year. Dolly Parton and COVID-19 vaccine.
Hashtag ad.
I mean, maybe...
nice to do that, like that kind of donation. I mean, obviously, I'm sure she's got a couple of quid. To do that £1 million, I think that's lovely to kind of be able to give back and help like that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's obviously made a difference, you know, like, I mean, yeah, she's probably, I actually did read something about how, because she obviously runs a big industry, doesn't she, you know, in her hometown, and she's got Dollywood and she employs all these people to do different jobs and stuff, and that's all had to close. And I think she's quite heavily invested in community work, isn't she? And I think she probably, this is one way that she can give back indirectly, but, you know, to those people and get them back working sooner, which I think is what we all want.
Oh, bless her. She's a giver, our old Dolly.
She is, isn't she? I mean, yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the things that's kind of, I think you and I are probably not in the category of people that would be getting the vaccine first anyway, but it's just good to think that maybe around the corner, I saw someone on the news saying that 2021 will definitely be better than 2020. And I'll take that. It doesn't even have to be back to normal. I'll just take better.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, well, normal, I don't even know if normal will ever be what normal was for us before. But like you say, as long as it's better, that's takeable. It's like, let's face it, that's going to be a far better situation than what we've had. So, and if we can get through this one, and we all have, the next year hopefully will be that little bit better.
Yeah, I agree. We'll have to hold out hope. We have an exciting show ahead of us today. We have Perry from Diversity up first. And then we have winner of The Voice, Blessing, Chitapa, talking about her win this weekend after what probably is one of the longest TV competitions we've ever seen. It's lasted like 9 months or something. And then we have two of the boys from Boys on Block, who are a new boy band, I guess you could say, of legendary boy band members. And we've got Abs and Ben, Abs and Five and Ben Afedu coming on. So yeah, it should be exciting.
Amazing.
Musical show.
Some music vibe.
I saw on social media this week, Bob, that you were on Real Housewives. Did it finally air?
Yeah, so it aired, when did it air? Last night.
Okay.
And it was, you know, I've been really good friends with Tanya, who's on it for years. And we've kind of always joked that one of us, I either had to get her on Terry or I was going to go and do a cameo on Real Housewives. And it just came about that the girls was coming down to film. I was doing like one of their trips, but they'd come to London. And literally, I think 90% of the cast had been around a cast member that had got coronavirus. So they all had to go straight back to Cheshire. So there was only a couple of girls down here. So we made it work. I went and did a bit of film with them, which was lovely.
Was it different to TOWIE? Was the setup kind of different to how you work on TOWIE?
You know, it's fairly similar, actually, to be honest. Little bits were different, but fairly similar, where you kind of just... We're all just together, all socially distanced, but catching up. And it's so nice. I haven't seen her for a little while. And really nice to meet the guys behind the screen, really, on the production over there. And it was amazing to kind of jump from my TVB show to one of the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a nice little crossover.
Yeah, sounds it. I mean, I will catch up, but I think it may have been on the same time as I'm a Celeb last night.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Have you seen any of it so far?
Do you know what? I've got them all series in so far. I am literally having, that's exactly what I'm doing. The minute we finish this tonight, I am binging. So I'm hot bathing, bath bomb. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to binge on the last three episodes. And I'm so excited. Tell me, how is it being in Wales? Is it a completely different show?
It definitely has got like a different vibe. But it isn't, I don't think actually it feels that different. You know, I mean, it's a bit of a set, isn't it? You know, you can tell that they've built, it's basically a set that they're living on. And I think it's quite a, you know, they've still got the shower and they're all kind of wearing the same clothes. And although it's not hot, they've still got all like snakes and bugs and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, essentially, no, it doesn't feel that different. And also, it's obviously not morning when they're filming. So there is that kind of side of, they haven't just woken up and they've got to do a challenge. You know, they've been awake all day and it's got sort of 10 o'clock and they're about to go in and do their challenges and stuff. That's slightly different. But it all seems to be going quite well. And I've seen they've just announced they've got two new campmates going in. And I've forgotten their names. Oh, it's Russell Watson, one of them, who'd been rumoured anyway. And she's a musical theatre star. She'd also been rumoured. Her name is, I can't remember. Oh God, this is terrible. But there have been loads and loads of good people. I mean, Vernon Kay's doing really well. I think Ruthie Henshaw, that's it. Ruthie Henshaw, she's the other one going in. Vernon Kay's doing really well. I think Beverly Callard's coming across well. Yeah, you've got a treat coming in for those 3 hours you'll be watching.
Oh, I'm excited to binge it. Are you seeing kind of the friendships form? Have we got any like BFFs yet or any fallouts? I guess it's still early days for any fallouts.
Yeah, probably a bit too early for any fallouts. They're Shane Ritchie and I think his name's Josh did a challenge together last night and they seem to be forming, Jordan, sorry, are doing a challenge together last night and they seem to get on really well, so much so that he was like, after they'd done it, I won't give anything away, but after they'd done it, Jordan is looking like he's basically going to snog Shane, and he was like, I have to apologize to her wife to his wife, sorry. So it's I think you're in for a treat.
Oh, that's when you always know it's Christmas is on its way, when you've got your Strictly and you've got your I'm a Celeb. It's been quite a week over in Strictly land, hasn't it, though?
Yeah, it definitely has. Have you seen Bill Bailey, comedian legend, is now favourite to win. I wish I'd have put a bet on, because when he first joined, he was 50 to 1. So if I would have put on 20 quid on that, would have been rolling in it, wouldn't I?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I wish we had a time machine. Oh, bless him. I kind of love when you get the unexpected people doing well.
Yeah, that was... I actually... a little tear in my eye watching him and seeing the results, because I think even he's a bit surprised at how well he's doing and how he's just a good dancer. I mean, there's like no getting away from it. Although people are acting like he's like some really ancient old man and he's only like 53 or something. It's not like
he's not old at all.
No, he's not like old. It's been a good show, but obviously they've had lots of drama. What with Catcher and Nicola going after Catcher caught coronavirus. But there is a rumour that... and then Anton Dubek taking over, doing the judging instead of Motsi Mabuse. And so it's all kind of drama-rama over there.
All been going on over there.
Yeah, I think most people were surprised as well, because Maisie Smith from EastEnders was in the bottom two last week and she's been kind of touted as a potential winner.
And was it a weak week for, if that makes sense?
I don't think in particular, but I just, maybe she's just, people just aren't warming to her. You know, sometimes that kind of happens with people. They want more of a journey, and someone like Bill Bailey is a bit more of a surprise maybe than, I think she's maybe 18, 19, and you kind of maybe think that, well, of course she's going to be good because, you know, she's younger and has got, you know, more nimble. It's been a good week for reality TV. Has there been any updates on the Towie Christmas special? Or can you say?
not allowed to set up. Well, actually, what I think what I can say is that there is going to be a Terry Christmas special. I can say that. I think I can say that. Well, I've said it.
We can double check.
We've said it. No, I think that's okay to say no. There is going to be a Christmas special, a one-off, like 1 hour special.
But the details yet to be confirmed.
TBC, but really fine. Exciting that we can do that Christmas special, because obviously after the latest announcement a week or two back, I think there was a little bit of a worry, and I was thinking, oh, maybe we're going to lose the Christmas special. But because it's work, it's a workplace under like TV guidelines. I know a lot of the soaps are continuing to work for following obviously the guidelines and everything. So that'd be nice to get to see everyone again before Christmas, because, well, let's face it, we're not able to see them anywhere else.
My social life is my one day a week at work. So
at work, completely.
So yeah, oh well, that'll be good. I don't think we should waste any more time, because we've got the Voices Blessing ready to come in.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. How first are
of all,
you?
First of all, yeah, congratulations. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great, thank you.
Must have been quite the rollercoaster week for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
Does it feel real yet?
It's getting there. I think we're getting there slowly, getting it to sink in.
What was it like? Because obviously this is not a normal series of The Voice by any stretch of the imagination. It's been going on for, I said 9 months at the beginning of the show. Is it probably even longer when you did your audition and stuff, isn't it? Yeah,
it's me. Well, since I did the audition, it's been a year now.
Wow.
Yep, it's crazy. More unusual than most.
Yeah. What was it like in that kind of middle time when you weren't recording? Were you just kind of sitting around waiting? What were you doing?
I think we didn't know whether the show was going to carry on, because nobody could promise what was going to happen with the whole situation. So it was really a waiting game, and at the same time still trying to interact with all my followers, make sure that they know that everything kind of will be well. Even I was kind of giving up hope that
the show
was going to carry on. But Ollie kept telling me, don't worry, we're going to finish the show. And I'm like, you say so.
And what was Ollie like as a judge?
Ollie was amazing. Honestly, he's so human. He's so kind. And despite how like largely known he is, he's still like Ollie on camera and off camera. And I'm actually really happy that he's kind of staying for a long time, and you'll be a long time coach basically and mentor.
Yeah, is that kind of what you're hoping? Because obviously it's nice, and I know certainly Will has done like songs with some of his winners, like his contestants before and stuff like that. Are you hoping that you'll be able to do something like that with Ollie?
100%. I think Ollie had actually mentioned that to me, that he would love to do a song with me, and I was just like, dude.
Yeah, no problem, babe. So I'm free, I can do it.
So what are your plans now? Like, have you got anything in mind that you'd like to, what's the goal? What's the dream?
I'm hoping now to kind of work on music, to meet different writers, to meet different artists. I know it's kind of tough with what's going on, but I'm really excited to kind of be out there now and make sure that my name is out there, and just to step out into this new world and gain so much knowledge from people who are more experienced than I am.
I saw the final on Saturday, and I have to say, that moment when your name was called, you genuinely looked like it was almost like you didn't understand what was going on. What was happening in your head in that moment?
Do you know what? Me looking all like spazzed out was my attempt to kind of look like I'm controlling myself, because inside my head I was like, yo, do you know what's just happening? I think the weight Emma Willis takes long to say the name. You end up just, my mind, even just the weight, as in terms of COVID-19, it made that moment feel even more special. And I was just trying to put pieces inside my head together, but it looked like I was dealing with 5 different puzzles and it wasn't. So I was just there like, that was me.
You've all stayed in touch during the lockdown, the first one we had earlier in the year. Have you kind of got like a WhatsApp group, all you guys on The Voice, where you'd keep in touch?
We made sure that we were keeping in touch from the blinds. So we still have the same group chat from the blind auditions. Everybody's always wishing each person that goes through, everyone's always wishing everybody luck. And people, we all look out for each other. We built different bonds between different people. And I think it's really great that we helped each other stay strong during the lockdown to kind of keep encouraging each other that, don't worry, guys, we are going through this, checking in, how are you guys doing? It's just been great to form those kind of relationships with the people that are experiencing the same thing as you.
Yeah, definitely. I think your first single is a cover of Robbie Williams, isn't it?
Yes, Angels.
Angels. And what kind of music, who are you influenced by generally in kind of your life, and what kind of music are you hoping to release in the future?
I'm influenced a lot by artists in the US, so it'll be like artists like Brandy and Fantasia.
Oh, good shouts.
They are my kind of vibes. And I love listening to them. I'd say the kind of artist I want to be, I think it's more so what kind of music I want to put out there. I want to make sure that people are able to be inspired by my music. The way music has helped me get through certain things, that's how I want to have my music impact people.
And do you write and stuff as well, or are you going to be trying to learn that as you go?
I write every now and then, but I feel like I still have a lot to get to know about writing and about doing music and things. Because with me, I take my time, but I know that with other people, time isn't there. So I think it'll be interesting to also know how to do things under pressure.
Well, it's exciting. I bet as well, something like this, I know when I've spoken to other artists that we've interviewed, during like a lockdown and going through such a strange life experience that we're all going through, I guess there's no better time to kind of be creative and kind of put pen to paper with things that you're thinking and feeling during all this.
Yes, I think it can work to our favor in terms of writing, even though it's such a, you know, it's not something that we celebrate. It's still something that we can put into music, but flip it for our side, you know, make it positive, make it a way where people can actually look at it in a way where they better themselves rather than feeling or putting themselves down about it. Definitely it's something that you can write about and express through music and melodies. I mean, someone could really write something really sad and the melody is so exciting that you forget the sadness part of it and you kind of enjoy it. So we're trying to flip the script here with COVID-19.
I think it's no surprise that some of the biggest songs of this year have been like huge party anthems, right? Like I was reading, it's basically Kylie Minogue and Lady Gaga are like the two biggest selling albums of the, like in their first week of the year. Do you think people are looking for like an escape? They want to have some fun kind of thing now.
I think people need something that's gonna allow them to kind of still be happy during sad times. You know, I think trying to stay joyful at a very low time is really important, and it can carry you through feeling happy and being hopeful, because I think a lot of time it's easy to just lose hope. And I think songs that will uplift spirits and encourage people to continue to hope is what we need for the world to keep moving, you know. And I think music has a huge impact on the world just functioning anyways.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you.
Like you say, after a whole year from your first audition to then everything everyone's gone through to then what an amazing end. Obviously, you couldn't have wished for more.
Yeah, this is, I don't even know how to put it in words, but it's everything I only imagined. You know, I didn't think I would be the one to take this trophy. I really didn't think the audience were going to vote for me, because the whole time I only had to trust Ollie. You know, I only had to kind of hope that Ollie, or hope in one person. And then when the vote was kind of given to the audience, I was so worried. I was just like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna win this. So it's...
Why? Do you not have confidence in yourself?
Do you know when you don't know what the public is thinking about you? Ollie tells me how what his opinions are on my voice and whether or not he thinks I could possibly win. But with the public, my fate in this competition was not yet dependent on the audience. And so, because it was the first time, I was just like, I don't even know if these people like me right now. I've just been crossing my fingers, you know.
Well, it all certainly worked out well in the end. But you're still going to college, right?
Yeah, I was even doing an assignment just now.
Sorry to interrupt. do you want to keep your options open? I guess you never really know where something like music will take you necessarily.
You know what it is? I think because of right now, everything is kind of being done online, that I'm taking it like it's an advantage for me, because I can still kind of be doing college and everything. And I finish next year, so if things if in any case, I can always come back to education. It's always an option.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, right now it's great because I can kind of get things done at home. Trying to balance everything is what I'm trying to do.
What is it you're studying?
It's biology. Sorry, I never said the full thing. Biology, chemistry, and a bit of physics.
Oh my goodness, so this can be more different to what you're, to winning the Voice 2020.
No one ever expects it when I tell them, I'm a singer. They always feel like it'd be music related, and I'm like, no.
What made you want to do science? Is it just an area that you're really interested in?
I love just knowing about the world, so I'm always intrigued in how things are and why things are, so I think science is just what I loved always.
And how have people at your college reacted to your newfound fame?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because, like, at college, I was the one who just doesn't talk. I've always seen colleges to be, like, that private life where nobody knows me because I didn't really talk to anyone. So now they put it all over their Twitter. I was like, well done. And I'm like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you. I didn't talk to anyone at college. I only used to talk to my friends outside of college. But it's just been crazy. Now I walk and people just look at me and I'm like, hi, do we know each other? You know? It's different, definitely.
Is that the same in like your local area then, if you're walking into Tesco's now? Have you had anyone kind of recognize you or?
I haven't gone out yet. So
oh wow.
Inside.
Wow.
My mom did go to the bank and she said the woman at the bank recognized my mom.
That's crazy.
Like, oh my god, yeah, if you need anything, I'll give it to you. If you need a loan, yes, okay, we can. And I'll mom, you really, you're going through that and I'm the face, really.
That's brilliant. Well blessing, thank you so much, and thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. We're gonna play your single out, so could you please introduce it for us?
I am Blessing and this is my new single, Angels.
I sit and wait. Does an angel contemplate my fate? And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all,
what a lovely young lady and a clearly a very humble, deserving winner.
Absolutely, and very intelligent to be doing them three different sciences.
I did a load of faff when I was at college. look where I am now.
I wasn't ever really good at science. I remember photosynthesis.
Right, yeah. That's turning sunlight into energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the plants doing it.
Yeah,
I used to just burn the biro on the Bunsen burner, really.
Oh, you were one of those. Bob, you were the kind I used to be scared of at school. I was such a geek. I was always so terrified of getting in trouble that I would literally be such an anxious person when I was at school. I think most people would recognise me today. But yes, it was you were the kind of person that I would have been sitting like terrified of in the corner.
That's really bad to say, actually, isn't it? But never to a bad level, you know, just to make it a little bit more Play-Doh kind of type. But yeah, so I never took it any further, really, the science.
I think fair enough, and it's worked out for you, babes. No need to worry.
Yeah. what absolutely lovely girl, and head screwed on for such a young lady.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was very nice to speak to her.
And next up, the one and only Perry from Diversity.
Perry, how you doing?
Yeah, all good. All good. Oh, hey, Bobby. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, mate? All right?
Yeah, man. I'm all good. Not too bad. Oh, that light is...
Yeah, would you be able to kind of sit in front of that light? Wow, you look like you're like a glowing...
Yeah,
no,
halo. It's a halo. Maybe I should have it.
Yeah, how you been? What's been going on?
All good, man. Busy. I mean, everything is crazy at the moment. You know, in this second lockdown, it's all going a bit mad. But it's weird because things are still moving. Like, you know, everything's still happening. And I'm now the new brand ambassador for Glasses Direct, which is really cool, which I'm absolutely buzzing about.
Yeah, like adding to your big list of things you've done this year, right?
I mean, why not just tick it off? Why not?
Tell us more about that, what you're doing with them, Perry.
Yeah, so well, I just feel like, do you know what? I feel like glasses are like a huge part of not only my life, but I think like who I am. You know what I mean? So like I've worn glasses since I've been 5 or 6. You know what I mean? And I think I've kind of gone through that. Like, I think glasses have gone from being something out of the ordinary, you know, like a bit like it's got that like nerdy thing. You don't want to be the kid that wears glasses, to kind of like growing into them and it really becoming part of me in general, you know.
It's part of your image, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like for people, you know, on the outside, I am, guess, that kid with the glasses and the afro. You know what I mean? That is my kind of my thing.
Your
so
thing.
I've been kind of looking to do something in the kind of glasses world, so to say, for a little while. And Glasses Direct popped up and I couldn't think of a more perfect little collabo.
Would you ever do your own range?
Oh my God, that would be the dream.
You could have some like Dame Edna ones with like big pointy stars.
Yeah, the big points. I want some stars. And you know the fake ones that are like huge?
Yeah.
I'd want to make those prescription. That's my dream. You know what I mean? But my eyes are so bad, the lenses would be so thick. They'd just fall off my face. It wouldn't be good.
How many pairs do you reckon you've got, Pearl?
At the moment, I'd probably say about maybe 60, 70 maybe pairs of glasses. But I don't think that's not counting the amount I've broke. And I think that's why I need loads. The amount of times I'm like being thrown around or I fall and they break. Like it's just the constant. I need like one in, one out. That is it. You know what I mean? So I'm building the collection.
You wear them to dancing, don't you?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm borderline blind. Borderline blind. So like, I literally can't be without my glasses. So like, I normally have like a little like sports band thing that I've got like strapped to the back so I don't fly off. And I mean, I used to tell kids in school that it was like drilled into my head because I thought that'd be a cooler way of putting it. but yeah, I can't do without them.
This has obviously been a real amazing year for you. Like, I mean, you've got job on Kiss, which is that you work with Harriet, who used to have a FUBAR show actually as
yes.
well before.
Harriet is a legend. She's
yeah,
sick.
You've done
sick.
That. You did Dancing on Ice. You did all the BLM stuff, which obviously had like a huge impact on diversity this year. Uh-huh. Like, what has been your highlights of the year? Because you must look back and be like, although it's been a pretty dreadful year all around, it's actually been an all right year for you personally.
That's what I think. I think the highlight is the fact that all of that is still going, and it's not like little things that we've been able to do. They're all huge things. Like you said, Dance on Ice, I mean, firstly took up a big beefy part of the year, you know what I mean? It takes up loads. So I ended up learning a whole new skill on that and done really well, which was wicked. And, you know, doing things like this, and then obviously Kiss Breakfast is huge. You know, wasn't expecting that. And we got that news when we was in lockdown, you know what I mean? So that was kind of the time when it was like, oh my God, like what's going to happen? And, you know, everyone, it's a scary time for a lot of people. So to get news like that is, I mean, it was unheard of, you know? So it's absolutely incredible. And it's amazing. Apart from the 3 a.m. get up, it is great. And then, yeah, and then all the stuff with BGT and stuff, like obviously was expecting like a bit of reaction from that, but that kind of blew up. And, you know, there's been some real proud achievements this year, which I'm super proud of.
I think that's, I mean, it really shows as well. You guys have, you and diversity are kind of really at the top of your game, and it's what you won BGT like a while ago now, wasn't it? Was it 10 years? 10 years?
Just over. I think it's coming up to 12 years now. You know.
I mean, that's really impressive to still maintain such a high level of public.
Yeah.
The people are still really interested in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
Oh my God! Yeah, 100%. I think the mad and almost scary thing is that I don't think we've ever been as busy as we have been compared to now. You know what I mean? Like it's just growing. I think what's amazing is it's not even been like, you know, because we are still dancing. I'm still training every single day, and I'm with the boys and stuff. Yes, that's a bit different now, but like we're all still doing that. But at the same time, you know, I am launching this partnership with Glasses Direct, and I am on Kiss Breakfast, and Ash is doing all these crazy shows, and Julie's hosting shows, and it's like it's mad what we've managed to like branch off into and still manage to kind of stay in that in vision for everyone. You know, it's a great achievement. We're all super proud of it.
Right, so obviously it's been such a busy year for you, and you're going to be ending the year doing the Real Full Monty. Can you tell us more about that?
Do you know what? Forgot about that one. Woo! So the Full Monty is happening. Do you know what? It's a funny one as well, because this is the third series of the Full Monty so far, and I've helped every year. So obviously Ash normally hosts the show and stuff and gets everything together, and I'm always behind the scenes getting the men ready for the big performance and stuff. But this year, Ash asked me to take part, and I was like, yeah, of course. And do you know what? I remember on the first series thinking, oh my God, I would never, ever do that, you know? But you see the journey that everyone actually goes on, because it's not about, you know, just stripping off naked. You are raising awareness for, you know, testicular and prostate cancer and stuff. And you're raising awareness for something that's super important, but not spoken about. So it's actually now less about getting naked and more about, no, I've seen everyone go through that journey. I know why they're doing it. It's a no-brainer why I'd get involved. But yeah, I will be stripping off in like a few weeks' time, which is very scary.
I imagine that you're very like body confident, obviously, because of like, you know, when you work out and do as much dance as you do. But are you nervous?
Oh my God. Do you know what? I would have said that I was body confident, but when it comes to, you know, whacking it out on stage, it's a different story. It's a completely different. So, and at the moment I'm not really thinking about the end yet. I'm kind of in like, we're all in this together, all chatting, I've heard everyone's stories and we're in rehearsals and it's all great fun. It's not until you get to that night and they're like, this is it, you are getting stark naked tonight, that's when it all hit home. And I'll be like, do you know what, probably should have done it.
And is it on ice this year?
Yeah, that's the huge change. As if it wasn't hard or crazy enough, Ash was like, do you know what? Let's make it bigger and better. We're going to do it on ice. So not only am I naked, we've got blades strapped to our feet. So that's fantastic.
I mean, absolutely not. You are like, you are insane. Well, I mean, at least you can skate. That's the good thing.
At least I can skate. And I feel like, you know, it's a cold room. So it's a perfect excuse. Yep. You know what I mean? It's a perfect excuse. But, you know, it's not normally like this, guys. I'm on ice. cut me some slack.
And what are the other guys like that you're doing it with? Are you all getting on well?
Yeah. They're all really, really cool. You know, I've known a few of them before, you know, Jake Quickendern and Chris Hughes and stuff. But I think the number one thing when you do a show like this, especially when something's as meaningful as this, it would be really hard to go through this process with a team that you don't really get on with. Mm. You know what I mean? So, like, everyone is so nice, so friendly. It's not even worrying about yourself. It's just like you're all moving at this same kind of pace and you're all here for the same reasons. And it's honestly a really, really cool thing to be a part of.
And you guys are going to tour next year, is that right? Well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess...
I know, it's just like everything's crossed. I'm like, please, don't mess that one up as well. But yeah, we are supposed to be touring next year, around March time, our connected tour. And that's another crazy thing. You said that, like, we are coming up to 12 years since winning Britain's Got Talent. This is our biggest tour ever. You know what I mean? I think we're coming on to like 60 dates or something ridiculous. Jeez. Like that. It's honestly insane. So that's what I mean. We're just so, so proud and happy to hopefully still be doing it. And, you know, fingers crossed it all just still goes ahead. But everyone can stay safe at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing at the moment. Yeah. But things are looking positive in the world, aren't there? There's been some good developments recently that maybe means that we can get back to normal.
Oh my God, that would be I know. I think that's it. Just fingers crossed. I'm like, I just we're all like completely done with it. Like 2020, it's just a write-off, isn't it? But like in my head, it's really funny because I imagine that it gets to January 1st, 2021. I'm like, oh, it's done now.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's done. Everything's fixed. I'm like, guys, please don't carry on for much longer.
It's just good to have a hope though, isn't it? That's the thing.
That is it. That's all we need, hope. A little bit of hope.
A little bit of hope.
Absolutely. I was going to say, so apart from your tour, is there anything else you've got lined up for next year already, Pell, or anything that you want to do career-wise?
Do you know what? I think just keep going with the kind of momentum that we are, you know, like I said, we've been super lucky to still be working and stuff. And I just hope that the tour goes ahead, and especially with everything with Glasses Direct now as well, like I would love to start growing this little partnership that we've got going on. Like you said, potentially to have like a little collaboration, have a little range, that would be the absolute dream. So just to keep moving forward is my dream for the future.
Do you think there'll be more reality TV shows as well?
Oh my God. I mean, I'm ticking them off at the moment. So I might as well crack another few out. I'm just not sure what's left.
There'll always be something.
There'll always be something.
Go at Strictly. Got a bit of an advantage.
He's a dancer. God. He can't do Strictly.
Exactly. Look, I can't. Do you know what? It's funny though. I've had no technical training. I have no idea what any of those styles are. So I reckon I'd actually not be the greatest. You know what I mean? But I mean, I couldn't, I'm sure. Not sure people would be happy with that. People thought I was cheating on Dancing on Ice. So if they think I was cheating on that, oh my God, no way.
Yeah, it might be a step too far.
Yeah, maybe two, maybe a bit.
How you mentioned at the top of the show about having the 3 a.m. starts doing your breakfast show. How have you managed to deal with that? Are you having naps in the afternoon? What's the score?
Do you know what? It's mad because I feel like in the world of like, you know, diversity and stuff, that is like my job and that's what I do. But now I've almost like crammed a whole proper job in there as well, you know what I mean? So it's really weird because I finish there at like 10, get out like 10:30, then straight to the studio, start training, get on with everything else that I'm doing. So it's tough. And I know I was asking a lot, you know, people that are doing breakfast shows, you know, is it like, do you get used to it? Like, is it really tough? And every answer I've got is you do not get used to a 3 a.m. start. You just have to accept it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is it. And that's what it is. It goes off. I, you know, I bought the sickest alarm clock the other day where it's supposed to like imitate like a sunrise.
Oh yeah.
Which is really good because I was like, well, that's not really going to work, but it really does. Because I woke up the other day in pitch black. I was like, no, I feel like death. This is horrible. But it's really cool. So 3 a.m. is not nice at all, but I'm just kind of accepting it.
Do you feel like you've constantly got like a bit of jet lag? That's how I imagine it feels like.
Yeah, constantly. I'm ready. Literally, I finished the show. I'm ready to go to Nando's and go to bed. Like, I'm done. It's dinner and bed from there.
It's weird to think that your working day is finished as everyone else is starting, I guess. But that's the whole point of a breakfast show.
Yeah, and do you know what really grinds my gears? The fact that I drive in to kiss every morning. It's Harriet. I just can't stand her. No, do you know what it is? It's the fact that I'm up so early and McDonald's breakfast isn't even open.
That's a fair point.
That's when you know it's early. I'm like, no, guys, I'm going to have to rethink this whole thing. It's not on.
Well, Perry, thanks so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it. And
legend, guys. Thank you.
Good luck with the Glasses Direct campaign and also getting naked on national television.
Oh, my God. Stop reminding me.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you, guys. Legend. Good chat.
Cheers.
Take care, mate. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Nice guy.
And it's obviously nice to see how the diversity boys are just doing so well, aren't they? I think on top of what's been a crazy year.
Yeah. And it's funny how you do kind of, I think cause there's such an iconic part of BGT. I still see him and remember him jumping out of that bag 12 years ago. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. God.
Bless you.
I mean, to even say it's 12 years ago just seems insane, doesn't it?
It's mad. We've literally watched Perry grow up.
Yeah, literally.
What a lovely man he's turned into. And I think to him and all the boys that are doing that for Monty, especially on ice, I think good on them.
Completely agree. Would you ever do it, Bob?
I mean, it's hard enough without the ice element, isn't it? But I think the thing is, anything like that, how can you say no to? I think when you're raising awareness for something so important, you've kind of got to put everything else to the side. I think, you know, that you can't have embarrassment or be worried about little things like getting your kit off when actually...
Little things.
Yeah, that was probably a bad choice of words. If it starts opening up conversation, conversations in people's living rooms and gets people checking themselves and stuff like that, it's worth getting the old boy out on ice or not, isn't it?
If you say so, Bob. Yeah, if you say so.
Would you?
Yeah, probably would if it was for a good cause. I don't think they're going to be knocking on my door anytime soon, so no need to worry there. if they did, yes.
So our next guest is here. We've got the lovely Abs joining us.
Hola, hola.
Abs, hello.
Abs in the building.
Well, we've apparently got Ben coming in as well, but we'll speak to you for now. So if that's all right with you.
Sure thing.
How you doing, Abs? All right, mate.
Yeah, good, brother. All good. Lots of love. Thank you for the time. We appreciate the energy. All the love, man. We need all the love we can get right now. Do you know what I mean?
How's this second lockdown treating you, mate?
Man, I'm dealing. You know what? Like, I'm focused. I'm like, all right, Ab, man. Last lockdown, I was like, learned a bit of French. Like,
did you?
Not that much, but yeah, I started writing an album, and plus I'm living back at home, so it's like doing whatever the mama wants, cooking meals for the mama. Just go Lidl and be like getting evaporated milk, like 24 tins of evaporated milk. Like, how much still on that one, man? Like, how's it treating you, man? You doing good?
Yeah, do you know what? I think we've
look
got
at you. You look great, man. You're turning into like Clark Kent. You're on some superheroes.
I'll take that. Thank you, mate.
I swear you look great. You look great, man.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, not too bad. I was just saying earlier at the top of the show, I think I'm finally getting used to lockdown 2.0 now. Like, the first one was a little bit of a different kettle of fish, wasn't it? Because it was like spring, summer, whereas this one being slightly different time of year, but what can we do?
Yeah, nah. So that's it, man. You know what? God bless our hearts, man, because this is what we do. We're entertainment. We're here to uplift everyone. So, you know, if we're down in the dumps and people looking to us to be, like, uplifted, we're in trouble. Do you know what I mean? We're all in trouble, man.
Well, exactly.
Where's that backdrop? Is that your bed?
This is my bed.
Man, you're sleeping like a king. Are you joking?
Ben, I mean, absolutely. This bed, this headboard gets more attention than anything else that we do on the show, honestly.
Swear. Look at that. All right, man. I got up my game a little bit.
Well, tell us about Boys on Block.
Oh, crazy. What can I say? Feel very blessed, very, very grateful for Boys on Block because my previous band, I think they've got like voodoo dolls of me and they're like proper sticking pins in like everything I'm doing. I'm like,
why? Why
did you that? So I'm stabbing my shoulder or something because they don't love me, man. But with these boys, I feel like it's, you know what, how it should have been. If I want to wear a floral shirt, no one's going, hey, we was all going to wear black. Why are you wearing that? Like, I can wear what I want. I'm like, yeah, the respect's different. And I think because we've all been through it or speaking personally, I'm for my behalf, where I've had it and lost it again and getting this little touch of it, like I'm by no means like a celebrity or by no means as big as it was, but it's nice to have a little something and I appreciate it more this time around, I feel like, you know what I mean?
So do you still speak to any of the boys from Five Abs or?
Just Jay, just one of them. And the other three are out there like milking it. And I'm like, fellas, man, like it was legendary. You're just killing it now. Do you know what I mean? You're like, you ain't got no energy when you're performing. I'm looking at you lot like, man, like this ain't what the songs are about. So now I'm with Boys on Block. I could do all of that. Like that, I've writ them songs anyway. So I've got what they're doing, but you're getting it with me. Plus you got Boys on, plus you got a bit of Fats and Small, plus you got a bit of another level, man. So you might as well come see us.
Yeah, how come you guys all got together? How did that work out?
We was at, was it Bournemouth Pride? I think it was at Bournemouth Pride. Ben will correct me. This is why I need Ben. Ben's got all the facts. I just turn up.
Apparently he's going to be here in 2 minutes, so we'll get him in as soon as
I'll just turn up. But we turn up at the show. We was all individually booked. And Ben was on stage and he'd done his bit. And then Dane ended up on stage and then Shane was on stage and Brandon Block was DJing and man, Shane's like, Abs, come up. I'm like, I don't normally go on stage when there's someone else. So I ended up on stage and then the Sun ran a thing saying, we're the bad boys on the block now. And they were like, man, look, I'm 41, you know what I mean? I ain't no bad anymore. I'm a man on the block and we settle for Boys on Block. And it's basically, we're taking like 90s tracks and paying homage to them, you know, like, because yeah, man, like saluting E17 with Stay Another Day, for example. And, we've done a couple of others like Set Adrift by PM Dawn and like Bless That One. So we're doing like taking tracks from the 90s and reframing them, Ben likes to say, and giving them a little new frame and trying to update them a little bit.
Well, speaking of Ben, he's ready to come in. So let's get him in.
Yes, Ben.
He can correct any mistakes you've said, Abs.
Yeah, good. That's good. Now Ben can deal with it all.
Hi.
Hello, Ben.
Hello. Let me switch my camera on.
I'm just going for a run. So hey, sorry. Hello, Ben. Hey, easy, Bobby.
How are you doing, mate? All right.
I'm all right, man. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Thanks for joining us this evening. It's great to have you on.
No, thank you for inviting me on.
Abs was just giving us a bit of where Boys on Block came from, and he wanted to check you met at Bournemouth Pride. That's what he said.
I was at Bournemouth Pride. I always get mixed up. It was either Bolton or Bournemouth. Bournemouth Pride it was, yes. Yeah.
Who initiated the conversation? Who said, right, do you know what, boys? We could do something here and make this a thing.
You know, the first person I heard from was the next day with the terrible hangover I heard from Shane. And funnily enough, Shane was on tour with Boyzone. They were doing their last tour. And I know he was having a good time on stage with Boyzone, but he said, crikey, I don't think I've had a time like that since the early days of Boyzone. That was like being the early days, you know, the buzz and the electricity was just like, obviously it was like the first time and it kind of really reminded him of that. And he said, do you think the rest of the boys will be up for the crack again? And I was like, yeah, well, why not? You know, I mean, I liked it. And I think Abs was the last one I spoke to, but I spoke to Dane. I saw Dane in the foyer and then I gave Abs a call. And Abs was like, yeah, man, let's... Well, Abs, I gave you a call, right?
Yeah, you know what I love was when I bumped into Shane, man, and we was catching up, because you don't really do that backstage when in the 90s you were kind of like us against you. It's so stupid. So stupid, man. But we was all like, oh, we're better than you and all of that. But it was like backstage bumping into Shane again after all them years, and he was like, I always wanted to be in your band. I didn't want to be in Boyzone. And I was like, man, that's the biggest compliment you can get. Do you know what I mean? Because them boys like did their things, to salute to them. And it was amazing, man. The next day, Ben was just like, let's do this. And the universe has just laid the path, man. We've just walked it.
You know, when you're going through a hard time, you kind of want a friendly face. And we're like a virtual hug. You know, socially distanced, of course. But we are like a virtual hug, friendly faces. You know, and you go.
Not
to...
a rash. We're not a virtual rash. We're a virtual hug.
Yeah.
This is clear.
Definitely not a rash.
No rumors.
The rumors aren't true. They're not true.
tell us a bit about covering E17. How did that come about?
Go on, bruv.
E17 cover. How did that come about? It was records, I always think, are seasonal. And coming from a house background, that was the one thing we looked upon. You know, you can't release, you know, we never really went for the winter to release records. You always go for the summer. You're always looking for house people generally, you know, it's very much spring, summer. You're always aiming for Ibiza, and that's the trajectory, yeah. And that's what you're trying to do. And then, you know, with pop music, again, I still believe the same thing. Music is kind of seasonal. And just getting things together, we plan to do so many things in a year, but you know, things get getting put back like they have done for everyone. And so we were coming up to what we call the slaying season, you know, and stuff like that in more ways than one. Slaying because there are loads of big hitters around who were slaying us with their great records, and slaying because of Santa slaying. But anyway, we were coming towards that season, and it was just about releasing a record that we thought was appropriate. And the idea of releasing a Christmas record, although I'm a big Christmassy sort of person, I like listening to them, but to actually sing one, I thought, I don't think we're particularly cheesy like that. Like, I don't think we do Boys on Block present your Christmas hits. I don't think it's that kind of a thing. But then
Watch us next Christmas.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to talk about something that this footage will come up. But Stay Another Day was always a lot of things for me. It was one of the most powerful Christmas tracks. And it makes sense when you know the story of it, because it wasn't originally a Christmas track and they put the bells in it because it was released at that certain time of year. But that wasn't its intent. It's like a love song, you know, about someone that's passed away and stuff, you know, a love of two brothers and stuff like that. I've always thought it was a really powerful song, and I kind of timidly suggested it to the boys, thinking that everyone, maybe it was a guilty pleasure or something. I don't know why, even though it was such a huge track.
One of them songs, Ben, to interrupt, sorry, there's definitely one of them songs we all would have liked on our roster, I think. You know what I mean? Like Five would have loved that, like Boyzone would have loved that on their tune, like whoever you are, man.
Another Level would have loved it, yeah.
Another Level would have loved that, yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. So, when I approached them, and they were just like, yeah, man, I love that record. And that's the great thing about being of a certain age, is that you're not
you are who you are, innit? You're not hiding it. You're so comfortable with who you are.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, you know, which is something that none of us were back then, because we were told we had to be a certain way or act a certain way or do certain things. And now we're just completely comfortable. Everyone was like, oh, yeah. You know,
you know, you all got your guilty pleasures. No, Bobby's like, what's on your playlist, Bobby? What's your guilty pleasure?
I'm a right mixed bag. I like a little bit of everything. But like you say, you've hit the nail on the head. For me, I think, like, I've turned 34 this summer, and I think you do get to a point, especially when you reach 30s, that especially mid-30s, that you actually just don't care anymore. You just want to, you're comfortable in your own skin.
It's not guilty anymore. You just like what you like.
Yeah, it's not a guilty pleasure. Yeah. I think when you're in your teens and even your 20s, you're very much, you care what other people think. And yeah, true. I think you get to 30 and you think, if you don't like...
Bobby's like that, man. Saturday night.
I love with you. That's my jam.
You would have all like that on your roster as well. Jeez, I mean, huge song.
That's a big tune.
Well, guys, we're gonna introduce the song, actually, so to play you out. So thank you so much for coming on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Come back on sometime. You're both great chats. So please introduce your song for us.
Hi, this is Big Ben, and I'm here with
Abs in the building.
Hey, and we are Boys on Block, and this is our brand new record featuring the legendary Tony Mortimer from E17. This is Stay Another Day.
Yeah, check it out.
Just stay another day.
Stay now.
Oh, don't leave me alone like this. Don't you say it's the final kiss.
Stay now.
Won't you stay another day?
We're always so blessed, aren't we, Bob? And I have to say, Ben can chat. He can clearly chat. but I would have them both on again in an instant. So I'd actually like to get on the other two guys as well.
A little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, definitely. And they're obviously really passionate about it, and I think that's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Also interesting to hear what Ab says about his fellow Five band members, low energy band members.
Yeah, but I didn't realise that it had, not ended the nicest, which is kind of sad. You'd kind of like to think that. I guess that's kind of life sometimes, and you hear that sometimes with a lot of bands, didn't you? I guess where they're so having to kind of please everyone, but
a lot of the time I think the same. It's just work colleagues, isn't it? And I think a lot of the time people forget that, you know, you're not always best friends with the people you work with. So you know, it's a treat if you are, but obviously in Abs's case, definitely wasn't that way with Five. But still, great to have them on.
Absolutely. Any plans for the week? What's going on?
Well, I as I said, it's my birthday on this weekend, so I'll be doing something, TBC exactly what. And then I'm off next week. I feel like I've been abandoning the show, but I guess the whole year I've only had three shows off, so I don't feel too bad. So I've got next week off as well. I was supposed to be going away. Alas, that will obviously not be happening. So instead I will be putting up some shelves, I will be going on some bike rides, I will be, I'm sure, having some socially distanced coffees with some friends if we can make that happen. Just looking forward to a chilled week. What about you?
Oh, that's been lovely. I hope you enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
Do you know what, for me, very much of the same. Probably start another box set on Netflix.
Yeah,
I absolutely would have caught up on I'm a Celebrity by then.
Oh yeah, and
all the Strictly's that I might have missed. This is now catch up time, because I'm ready to commit now to box sets.
Got nothing better to do with me, Bob. So
that's life now.
Literally, that is life.
It's catching up with telly and having the FOMO, feeling like you've missed out on something.
Yeah.
Very much. It's going to be a hard week.
Sounds it.
Yeah. Well, you'll be missed next week, but I will have a ching ching of a glass of something for you.
Oh, appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, I will be back. I don't know if it's last day of November or maybe it's it'll be December. Who knows? I will have some Christmas decorations behind me, though. That will be the change.
I'm excited to see them.
So until next week, everyone, goodbye.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.